Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. My name is Eric Gallagher, and today I'll be sharing with you what God is doing in my life. Today's gospel comes from the Gospel of Luke. Jesus saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the customs post. He said to him, "Follow me." And leaving everything behind, he got up and followed him. Then Levi gave a great banquet for him and his house, and a large crowd of tax collectors and others were at table with them. The Pharisees and their scribes complained to his disciples, saying, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus said to them in reply, "Those who are healthy do not need a physician, but the sick do. I have not come to call the righteous to repentance, but sinners." Now we're going through this book study and a part of Come Follow Me on the book Into Your Hands, Father. And the first section that we're going through right now is on accepting God's will. And so I find this very fitting, this reading. What struck me about this is it says the Pharisees and their scribes complained to his disciples. And so they are complaining to the disciples, and Jesus is the one who responds. He says, "Those who are healthy do not need a physician, but the sick do." So questioning why God does the things that he does is normal. And in the text that we're studying here on Come Follow Me, it even refers to it as spiritual curiosity, right? We should be curious about the various things. Why does God allow suffering? Why is God currently allowing such suffering and pain and violence in Ukraine? Right. This is an important question, and this was an important question for the Pharisees and the scribes to ask too. But one, again, they're asking the disciples rather than just going to Jesus directly. They're trying to figure it out, and it's good that they're in part of community, but Jesus is the one who really will reveal the answer and even the fullness of the answers of what we're looking for. But also, it's important for us to wrestle with Jesus in this. And what happens, you can imagine the Pharisees after hearing this, feeling a little bit offended. They've worked hard to do the things right and to understand and to be faithful. And so why are you attacking me? I'm trying to do everything. In fact, this is one of the things me personally, I struggle with most. Especially in probably the last 10 years of my life, is I get to walk with many people in the faith who are serving the Lord daily. They are praying daily. They are being generous with their lives. They are doing everything that they feel God is calling them to do. But then why, God, do you continue to allow things to happen that offend me? Or maybe more bluntly, why are you offending me through these things? This is a challenge of the relationship that we need to struggle with in Lent. In fact, we are choosing to allow the offenses to happen. Lord, why can't I have my coffee? Right, I'm choosing that to learn to receive it and learn to understand it. But in this, we can have this sense of like insecurity of what's going on here. My foundation's being shaken. My relationship with God maybe is even being shaken. But what happens when we continue to allow ourselves to discover God's goodness, to discover his will, to discover his purpose and his why, we begin to be fulfilled. So when Jesus says, why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners? And he responds, now today in our day and age, we can really understand this line, those who are healthy do not need a physician, but the sick do. Right? We resonate with that. And we've come to understand Jesus through that. And that helps us understand Jesus more so. But often our pride and our misunderstanding or ignorance towards the ways of the Lord bring about a challenge. But that's what we're called to enter into this Lent. Why does death have to happen? Show me, Lord. I'm not just going to try to watch and passively let you reveal it to me. I'm going to enter into death with you so that you can show me the depths of your love through it. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, just as you called the tax collector Levi to follow you, let us hear your voice this Lenten season to follow you to the cross, through death, and into the resurrection. We ask this in your name. Amen. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.